Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Andrews and Truesdale.
Thank you.
And Councillor
Bowen. And Councillor McElroy. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Just some Chair's remarks, and then in regard to our director, this is Andrew's last meeting. I've always found Andrew to be very, diligent, and I had a great pleasure working alongside him as the vice chair and chair of meetings as well. And I always found that he was always willing to find a solution, look for a solution to the problem if he could. So I'd like to wish him well in his retirement, or I'm sure you'd take well there and break. And we'll maybe meet again some format. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Anybody else maybe you want to make a comment? Councillor Henry?
Yes, is it working?
Yeah.
I just want to agree with your summary. And in particular, I wanted to commend you on being the first manager in almost 20 years as a councillor that's taken the green economy seriously and made considerable changes to address the economic benefits arising out of adjusting to the need for sustainable development in our council. I mean, for example, there's two items on the agenda tonight, which I don't think that would have come forward without your input, which are going to make the council a lot of money over the next number of years. So thank you for your work as a manager, and thank you for your help with the environment.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Henry.
Who's it?
Councillor Jackson, is it?
Yep.
We're not really seeing the names running here.
Of course.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I just want to echo those comments from yourself and also from Councillor Henry. On the short time that I've got to know Andrew, I say every time you contact him with something, he's very keen to get the job done. That's something that resonates with me. So I just want to thank him very much for all his help and everything that we've been involved in so far, and wish him all the very best in his future. And hopefully, we'll see each other again. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you.
Chair, thanks very much. Just briefly again, Andrew already commented that it's all council meeting, so I don't want to delay things any longer, but certainly do offer you sincere best wishes on whatever you do next. And certainly enjoy a bit of a break after I've been here for the last number of years. Take a bit of time yourself, but I certainly hope whatever your future endeavours are that they're success to you anyway. So best wishes, Andrew, on your move on. Okay, thank you.
Is it Henry first?
Okay.
And then yourself.
Yes, Chairman, I've already expressed my gratitude to Andrew. I actually thought he had left that night. And when I come back in here and see him walking about, Andrew's back as a result of a £1,000 a day. But certainly, I reiterate my comments that I thought he was a really good, genuine man, and always prepared to listen to what councillors had to say. And not all directors do that, and take on board your concerns and proposals. So again, Andrew, thank you very much for all you've done.
Thank you.
Just like to thank all the members for their kind words and their kind comments, and I'd like to wish them all individually and in their parties the best and every success in their future endeavours as well. And yes, I will take a wee bit of time out now to have a rest, but at some point there'll be a trip to New York in the offing to see the grandchildren.
Not sure. Councillor Finn?
Just on behalf of myself and Councillor Behan and as well Councillor Andrews, who can't be here, but I know certainly he would like to express his thanks to Andrew and myself as well as a new councillor. I think you have been incredibly useful and also patient with some of the queries that I've sent you. But the best for the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor McGinnis, sorry I jumped you
off. You're all right. I don't know what way this is looking. Just to echo your sentiments and wish Andrew all the best in his retirement. He was very helpful to me in my tenure as chair, and I'd just like to wish Sinead all the best in her incoming term. So, all the best to you both. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for that, members. Again, I'd echo what Anna said. I think Andrew leaves the position in safe hands. Sinead's very diligent as well, and again tries to find resolved problems and solutions and looks for a way to do that. So I think we're in safe pair of hands moving forward.
Absolutely.
So thanks for that, members. We'll move on to item 3 then, the action sheet of the 24th of February. Try to get hold of it, folks. We'll just take a page from page, members. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9, page 10, what's it? You want to propose on a second? Yeah.
Propose, sir.
Propose. Councillor McGinnis? A seconder?
Second.
Councillor Finn? Thank you. Is there any items, members? No?
Yeah, can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah, Councillor Jackson.
Sorry, sure, yeah. Just on the upgrade the town centre CCTV and council facility CCTV, I think I had asked a question in our last committee meeting regarding Ballinahinch, and I just didn't know if there was a wee update on the situation regarding CCTV and Ballinahinch, or whether that was part of that upgrade. If you could clarify that, please.
Chair, I'm quite happy to pick that up with the councillor outside of the meeting.
Yeah, that's right. Happy enough, Councillor Jackson. Move on to item 4 then, and we're moving now. Items 4 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information, and the public may be by resolution be excluded from these items of business. So could I have a proposer and seconder go into closed session, please? Councillor Enright?
Proposed.
Councillor Kearns? Thank you. Just take a minute, a couple of minutes. Regards to the press. Is there any press on? Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 4, former landfill site review, Upnagun and Drumna Kelly. It was agreed that through the proposal of Councillor Riley, second by Councillor Clark, that officers develop a business case for the installation of solar panels at the former landfill site, Upnagun, for further consideration. It was also agreed that Council explore the benefits of installing reed beds at both sites in order to make the sites self-sustaining in terms of the management of the leachate generated on site. Item 5, business case for mini tractor at Castlewell Forest Park. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Enright, to note the contents of the report and associated business case and to accept the conclusion of the business case to proceed with the procurement of effective replacement machinery. Item 6, waste processing single tender actions. It was agreed that the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, second by Councillor Kearns, to approve the STAs as outlined in section 2.1 of the officer's report. Item 7, Newcastle Harbour allocation of mooring licences. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Larkin, second by Councillor Enright, to note the allocation of mooring licences at Newcastle Harbour for a 3-year period from March 2024. Item 8, electric forklifts. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Enright, second by Councillor Riley, to note that in line with Council's climate change emergency declaration and environmental objectives, Council officers will progress with the procurement of a battery-powered forklift. Item 9, it was the ARC 21 Joint Committee Members' Monthly Bulletin held on 29th February 2024 and in committee minutes of 25th of January 2024. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Kearns, second by Councillor McGuinness, to note the documents. And item 10 is just for note.
Proposal and second.
Proposal and second for that. Councillor McGuinness. Councillor Very small.
Yeah, very small. Chairman, it was reported to me about marijuana plants being dumped in an area in Kilkeel. I went and looked at them today, and they're actually starting to sprout again. Apparently, cannabis plants are what's known as coppice, which means they'll regenerate.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the council to go down and clear the stump site, but you would need to get clearance from the police because I will send you all the details on it, Andrew. But
thank you.
It's an atrocious amount of dumping going on, and not just that, but generally.
All right, thank you.